pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday as we get closer to another weekend of football. High school Friday, college Saturday, NFL Sunday. But, oh, as you are hearing, there is college football tonight. The number one team in the land gets things underway with Southern Cal. And you can hear that game right here on ESPN Radio. And 8 o'clock is start time, central time. We'll have it here for you on ESPN Radio. Want to touch on that. Ricky Wessel, the head football coach at Pleasanton, going to join us around the bottom of the hour for their big matchup coming up this weekend. We've got our NFL power rankings on the show today, and we'll look at the Thunder Collins situation a little bit more as well as it's starting to creep up on some of the national boards. It made ESPN.com this morning and things like that. But got NFL football tonight, and Daddy, good morning.
Hi there, Douglas. You bring up kind of the marquee game, I guess, if you will. Oregon State's a team that's been down tonight, but the last time, which USC did go there in 06, they came away a loser, 33-29 or 33-31. So that provides a little intrigue. Although, you look at what they've done this year, got blasted by Penn State, got beat by Stanford, and then waylaid a Hawaii team. In 115 years... I found this interesting tidbit for you.
Uh-oh, Daddy's got stuff.
In 115 years, the Oregon State Beavers have knocked off the number one rated team in the country one time. One time in their 115-year history. 2 years ago, USC rated third, by the way. So it was not, you can't just go back to 2 years ago and say that that was the game. No.
There you go.
The game they did, kind of a big deal because... We go all the way back to 1967 when they beat the Trojans 3-0. Trojans then had a running back by the name of O.J. Simpson.
Orenthal.
Yes, our little murderer.
I love the way you segue into the Thunder Collins story.
There you go. And boom goes dynamite.
He's saying he didn't do it. Apparently he gave a television interview on Tuesday night. You know, this obviously it happened. Somebody said, "Oh no, Thunder Collins is dead." So Thunder did an interview. Said, "Well, no, I'm not dead, and no, I didn't do anything. But yes, I was in that area." you know, it doesn't matter. Somebody shot somebody and killed him. Whether it's Thunder Collins or whether it's Joe Blow, it doesn't matter. Somebody is going away. And it doesn't matter if you were a former athlete or an ex-Cornhusker. If you did it, you did it. And it's not going to make one bit of difference. And the whole thing is it's a bad, bad, bad deal.
They've arrested three people now in relation to this deal. Now, two of them for first-degree murder, I believe. And, Doug, you can help me out on the details here. And then one for being like an accessory to something. I believe accessory was the word used, but everybody kind of going on the same page that it was a drug deal gone bad. Hell, people don't do drugs.
What do you have in your nose today? You still got the nasally thing going.
I think. Worse. Oh, I petted two cats yesterday. I think I got distemper from them.
Oh, boy. Plenty of reports out there. AP reports, World Herald reports, Lincoln Journal Star reports. Arrest warrant issued. First-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder, one count of use of a weapon to commit a felony. Tim Thomas, 38, of Los Angeles, was killed. Yeah, just visiting, I'm sure. His wife said she received a call from Omaha police detective confirming that her husband, who was the man that was killed, a friend of Thomas, Marshall Turner, was shot during the incident.
Critically. I mean, so he's not in good shape either, I believe.
Gunshot wounds to his shoulder and leg, so.
So maybe not critically.
No. So get your facts right. Carnell Burton, age 20, was arrested as well.
Carnell.
20. Just how old's Thunder? Yeah, not 20.
Regardless, it's another poor decision, man. You know, and yes, we go back. He grew up in South Los Angeles, rough neighborhood. We even go on and on and on. But there's plenty of chances, I believe, for Thunder Collins to right the ship and get things going in the right direction. And he chose not to choose any of those paths in which he had available to him.
There's no sympathy here.
No. I mean, yeah, after the ninth or tenth time, it's not going to be good.
It's just not a good deal. Tim Thomas survived by, three sons and a daughter between the ages of 12 and 22. And, of course, Collins has had all kinds of problems. In 2002, pleaded guilty to disturbing the peace in Lincoln. That was part of an agreement with prosecutors to drop two assault charges connected to alleged fights with a woman in Lincoln. In 2003, he was acquitted of assault and burglary charges in Oregon. Charges stem from his alleged confrontation with an Oregon State football player and his ex-girlfriend. 2006, sentenced to 10 days in jail after he pleaded no contest to obstructing an Omaha police officer. Witnesses said Collins had been involved in a shooting and police found marijuana in his pocket. So, doesn't look good for Thunder. Doesn't look good for Thunder.
Let's get on to something positive. The firing of coaches in the NFL and when it's going to take place. Is that positive? I don't think that's positive. But the coaches being mentioned, I came across an interesting tidbit again yesterday, or last night, when I was looking some stuff up. Why, when we're talking about coaches going to get fired, we got Lane Kiffin, we've got Scott Linehan. Who else would you put on the hot seat right now, Doug? Anybody really stand out other than those two?
Well, you got to look at Marvin Lewis at Cincinnati, I think.
Okay.
He's 0-3 on the season. Romeo Crennel, I think, gets
pass from last year.
You mentioned Lane Kiffin and
Scott Linehan from
Herm Edwards.
See, Herm Edwards' name has not been brought up, and that's exactly my point. This is a team, and we've got Chiefs fans all over Central Nebraska. I suppose for the majority of teams, one's got a rooting interest
Poor
for
bastards.
Kansas City, one's got a rooting interest for Denver. That's fine. But a lot of Chiefs fans in Central Nebraska. I'm sure you get towards the Hastings area and closer in the very southeastern part of our listing area. I'm sure you've got several people with season tickets to the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, this is a team that started 4-3 a year ago. The Kansas City Chiefs were 4-3 at one time. You know how many games they've won since then?
Is it zero or one?
Zero. They have not won in 12 freaking games. Now, the only two names, and you brought up Marv Lewis, which is fine, that have been brought up for people being on the hot seat, the first two, Scott Linehan and Lane Kiffin, but it's like, do we not bring up Herm Edwards and Marv Lewis because they're black?
Oh, God. See, I saw where you were going here. No.
Well, when there's a job opening, they've got to interview four minority candidates. We get a pass. I think Herm Edwards is getting a pass right now because of the color of his skin. And why did somebody stand up and say that?
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. What are you talking about? I agree with you totally. Rush.
The guy has not won a game. His name has not been mentioned anywhere near. Anywhere near.
Injuries.
Rod Marinelli. Rod Marinelli from Detroit's been brought up. Injuries. They have been bad. They have been awful. Get a quarterback.
Okay, then I'll ask you this. In order, I am the commissioner of the National Football League, and I am ordering you for the betterment of our league to dismiss three coaches right now.
Herm Edwards, Marvin Lewis, and Scott Linehan.
Okay. All right. Those are the three that are gone. All right.
Yeah. You know what? Start your watch right now, and in 45 minutes from now, Jesse Jackson will be on the ground doing a march.
Wasn't Lane Kiffin the guy that you said at the beginning of the year would be the first to go?
Well, he's the first to go, but he's the first to go, and that's fine. I understand that because Al Davis doesn't want him, and I think you've got a delusional old man running something that absolutely has fallen off the rocker. I mean, that became apparent in the offseason when he didn't talk to the guy for 3.5 months. You know, when you're the head coach and you're basically the CEO of a corporation, And the guy that owns the deal that's usually in Bermuda and Hawaii doesn't call and check in with you. He calls everybody but you in the organization. I think he would, you know, he didn't want Lane Kiffin. I don't know how after 1 year, and I think Lane Kiffin has drawn some pretty good reviews around the NFL. If you read reports and talk to what other coaches and people on the coaching staff, they've been very impressed with hiring a 32, 33-year-old and seeing him, basically manage all the coaches, manage a team, and manage everything that is the Oakland Raiders. I think he's done a fine job for what he's been given. There's a mess in Oakland, and it has very little to do with Lane Kiffin.
1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number. You can email us anytime. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Just to throw a little fuel on your fire, Cleveland's 0-3.
I understand that, but I think Romeo Crennel, from what he did last year, and I think there'll be a quarterback change there. Well, I'm not going by the basis. I'm not going. Well, he's 0-3 and he's black. Screw him. I'm not saying that. I don't want him. I think there's some. You can go back to, boy, what has Marvin Lewis done in Cincinnati? You know, this is a team that was getting Super Bowl contender contention written all over them the last 2 years. They're nowhere to be found now.
We've got some news coming out. I know it's the end of September, but the preseason RMAC basketball polls are out. Unbelievable that they're out. We'll let you know where UNK stacks up. They've got a couple of players preseason all-conference that are no surprise there. Ricky Wessel's going to join us to talk about a little bit of Pleasanton football, a matchup of unbeaten with Hampton tomorrow night. Also, our NFL power rankings are coming up. We'd love to hear from you. Email the Debt Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-ESPN. And don't forget to vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Which event did you enjoy the most the past weekend? Ryder Cup at last check, running away with that. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. for more info. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
Hey, this is Matt Schick, formerly of NTV and now with KETV in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. These guys are wicked good, or in English, terrible.
The agents were catching up on their paperwork and waiting for the rain to stop when a very unusual man walked in.
I want to buy some of thine insurance.
Boy, that rain is really something, huh?
So what kind of coverage are you looking for?
Something for thy boat and thy livestock.
What kind of boat do you have?
I have an ark.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
Just like Arkansas, but thou leavest off the ansaw after the K.
Mm-hmm. Now for the livestock. You got cattle.
Two.
Hogs?
Two.
Horses?
Two.
Alpacas?
Barney Insurance. Call us at 237-2222.
Hi, folks. This is Daryl Walter, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelke Heating and Air today.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Kansas City Royals, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation at 1460 and 1550 AM.
Remember what the ring looked like before you washed dishes 5,200 times? Before you planted 372 turnips? Before you scratched it on that doggone old car door? Remember what it looked like when you put it on your finger? For repairs, Hawthorne Jewelry is fortunate to have Nebraska's first certified bench jeweler technician. But then you'd expect that from Hawthorne's.
Hawthorne Jewelry, Kearney's original jeweler.
Downtown Kearney Center.
This Thursday, USC takes its number one ranking on the road to battle Pac-10 foe Oregon State. It's the College Football Game of the Week right here this Thursday on the Sports USA Radio Network.
Catch USC at Oregon State Thursday beginning at 8 o'clock on ESPN Radio. And then Saturday, a college football doubleheader, 2 o'clock, Colorado is at Florida State, and Saturday night, Illinois is at Penn State. College football begins Thursday night with USC at Oregon State here on ESPN Radio.
We'll see a few showers and storms affecting the area early on yet today. Then skies will become partly sunny with a high temperature up in the mid-80s. South winds will remain gusty at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight we can expect clear skies at a low of around 60 with a south wind at 10 to 20. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire, walk right through it, you might get out.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number. Well, some volleyball last night. Hastings has been pushed for the first time in a while. They went four games. Doan trying to crack the top 25. The game was in Crete, but Hastings wins it. They dropped the first set 25-19. Then they win the next two 27-25, 28-26. Some nail biters there, and then 25-18 to close it out in four. Lady Broncos led by Jill Whalen, Alyssa Montgomery, Kelsey Hansen each had 13 kills. Lindy Rose, 27 assists in that ball game there. Now 21-1 still, though, 18th in the country. Nebraska also four games last night, Daddy, against Kansas. A little unusual, maybe a letdown game for the Big Red after that big week last week.
Yeah, Kansas picked to finish 10th, I believe, in the Big 12. Tough to be motivated after the week they came off of beating Kansas State and beating Texas and playing at that level. And I don't know how coaches can be real disappointed. I get so sick, you know, we just weren't there mentally. Well, how can you be there mentally? You know what? You got out there with a win. Let's, you know what? Go down the road. You like the group you've got, or you want to trade them, John Cook? I mean, you know, be disappointed and, you know, go home and kick around the dog, or, you know, please don't go kick your dog. But
Larson, Jordan Larson last night became Nebraska's all-time ace serving record holder. First serve of the night on the end line, 162nd career ace, breaking the mark she shared with?
It's 18 years ago, I know that.
Yeah, Val Novak. So there you go. Tara Mueller, she's back. Team high, Ty Larson for team high, 12 kills.
Trying to figure. She sobered up and got her back on the court.
So there you go. Nebraska's at Iowa State, who's the Big 12 team receiving votes to get into the top 25. That's on Saturday night. Hastings College will be at the Bellevue Tournament this weekend, and UNK is on the road in Denver for a pair of conference games. UNK Athletic Department announcing that they are putting a bus trip together for this Saturday's game at Shadron State. Shadron ranked 18th in the country in this week's Division II coaches poll. Cost is $25 per person. The bus leaves Saturday morning from the College of Education parking lot. I won't tell you what time because that may deter you. Payment must be received to make a reservation. Trip includes round-trip travel, game ticket, and snacks. Seating is limited to the first 24 people that sign up, but I'll tell you what, when the bus is full, the bus is full. It'll be a bunch of Loper fans going out to watch a UNK knock off 18th-ranked Shadron State. If you're interested, stop by the main athletic office or get a hold of Sean at 865-8184. 865-8184. There is a Loper luncheon today, so if you're heading up to the Loper luncheon, they'll probably tell you about it. Get signed up there today. 11:45, they start serving. 12 noon is when they will be rolling in the coaches. Also yesterday, Hastings College adds another sport, Danny.
Swimming?
Women's swimming, a varsity sport starting in 2009. That evens up the number of sports at Hastings College. 10 and 10. 10 for the guys, 10 for the gals. Selection committee has been named to look for a head coach.
Do we have a pool at Hastings College?
The pool in Peter Kiewit Physical Education Building will be renovated and used as a practice facility. Home meets will be held at the Hastings Family YMCA.
Oh.
Morningside, the only other GPAC member offering women's swimming as a varsity sport.
That's odd, isn't it? Now there's two, I guess.
So there you go.
Should have a good chance to win conference.
And to the runner-up. And this year's, huh?
That'd be great. You put that on your resume. You got runner-up in, conference 4 years in a row.
While you're building your program.
Yeah. Oh,
outstanding.
No big deal.
The preseason Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference basketball polls are out way, way, way too soon to be doing this, RMAC. Way too soon. But here's what we've got for the women and for the men. Fort Lewis, out of the West Division, is picked to win it. Last year, the women went 18-1 in the conference. The men went 16-3, both winning their conference. For the women, they received 11 first-place votes. UNK received the other three. They are picked to finish second and win the East Division, followed by Metro State, Regis, and Colorado Mines. Shadron State picked to finish last in the East. Fort Lewis, the overwhelming favorite in the West, followed by Colorado State, Pueblo, Adams, and Mesa State. UNK's Jade Means is a unanimous preseason All-RMAC selection, and she is also the preseason Defensive Player of the Year. Senior already out of Elm Creek.
She was selling cookbooks at the game the other day.
Did you get one?
No.
Did she have any recipes in there?
You know what I did do? I said...
No, I don't want to know.
No, I don't want to know either.
So, Jade, but the only member of UNK on the team, so maybe a little more balance.
Who's the player of the year?
The player of the year is from Fort Lewis, Allison Roselle, a junior out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. For the men, also a unanimous selection and preseason East Division player of the year, Drake Baronic, the junior out of Ravenna. No shock there. Fort Lewis picked to win it. Metro State picked to finish second and win the East. UNK picked to finish behind Metro State. Fort Lewis got 9 first-place votes. Metro State got 3. UNK and Mesa State each picked up 1. And again, Shadron State's men picked to finish last in the East Division. Drake Baronic is the preseason RMAC Player of the Year.
He's gotten a lot of publicity, you know, the first couple, 3 years here, and continues to do great things. And, you know, the program's kind of built around Drake, and he gets a lot of scoring opportunities. Congratulations to him, though. A great honor to start off the year. Now, they'll tell you up there that preseason honors, they wanted to have the honors after the season, but I'm sure if things go well, obviously he'll be standing there too.
Well, hopefully things go well as they continue to build that program for 2008 and 9. As long as he got his hair cut and stays off the golf course, Drake will be just fine. He'll be okay. NFL Power Ranking coming up. Ricky Westland, Pleasanton Head football coach, going to join us as well. Just wanted to touch on some of the other day's sporting news. Danny, we're in the last week of the pennant race, and did you notice that the Kansas City Royals have won 11 of their last 13 baseball games?
I did not realize it was 11 out of 13. I knew it was like 9 out of the last 12, I guess. So
they complete a sweep last night of the Detroit Tigers, 10-4.
It's peanut butter jelly 11-7. Time. Peanut butter jelly time.
This may be the final PBJ of the year. If they win Sunday, we get one more, but if not... So the Royals have won 11 of the last 13. Mitch Mayer bases on a triple in the 7-run fifth for the 10-4 victory. Off day today, they finished their season in Minnesota this weekend with Minnesota and the White Sox battling for a playoff spot to win the AL Central. So the Royals directly impacting how that's going to come out.
Got to hear a little bit of Denny Matthews last night in the late innings of the ball game saying that Zach Greinke has been scratched from the Sunday start. Now, if that pennant race is coming down to that, he will be added again to the Sunday start because they obviously were going to round out the year with somebody just kind of play it out on Sunday. But if it does mean a bunch to the Central and the Royals have a chance to make a little bit of a statement, Zach Greinke, who 2 nights ago, they always said here, 30-second start of the year, 97 miles an hour in the fifth inning, he would get a chance to mow down the Twins and maybe their playoff chances.
Well, 3 spots are locked up in the American League, the Angels, the Rays, and the Red Sox. Who would you rather see in, the White Sox or the Twins?
Well, I think the White Sox, because of Jose Guillen, will just say something totally bizarre and get everybody fired up. I mean, I think he adds an element to baseball that I don't think a lot of people do. I think, you know, he can certainly, you can love him or hate him, but it'll be exciting either way.
In the National League, you have got the Dodgers, magic number is 1, so they are in. The Cubs are in, coming back last night and beating the Mets. So right now, you've got the Mets, the Phillies, and the Brewers all right there. The Mets and Brewers are tied for the wild card. The Phillies have a game and a half lead over the Mets. 2 of those 3 teams get in. That was one of the Sports Center poll questions overnight. Daddy, which 2 of those 3 would you like to see get into the National League, joining the Dodgers and the Cubs.
I, for some reason, have sympathy a little bit for the Mets after what they went through a year ago and then almost puking this deal up. I would like to see them in. And then, obviously, don't have many ties to the Phillies. I'd like to see another team from the Central, like the Brewers, get in. I think the Mets and the Brewers, for me, would be the way to go. But that's, and I don't know why, with a big city market, with all the money the Mets have poured into that team, why I feel any sympathy towards them at all.
And pretty much like the Yankees, screw the Mets. I'd love to see the Brewers get in. I actually owned some Brewers garb when I was like 5, so that was pretty cool.
Your Paul Molitor hat?
Some stuff like that. Big old bearded guy. What was it? Thurman Thomas? Am I saying the right name? Not the football player.
No, Derek's behind you.
The Brewers. The Brewers and Ogilvy and you know, the team that they had there. And I guess I would like to see the Phillies in, even though they beat the Royals in the World Series way back in 1980. I'd like to see the Phillies in because that's Walt Smith's favorite team.
Oh.
So, the Phillies.
Makes sense.
So, there you go. That's our look at Major League Baseball. We get into high school and pro football a little more with our power rankings. And Ricky Westland from Pleasanton going to join us to talk about his unbeaten Bulldogs as they get ready to take on unbeaten Hampton tomorrow night. It's next on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have, in effect, put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
There's been a front-end collision with possible injuries.
A car has been involved in a crash. There were no witnesses. The driver couldn't communicate. How did he get help? Sensors in his car automatically sent crash details and his exact location to OnStar, who calls for help. You've always taken care of your car. With automatic crash response, it can take care of you. OnStar is standard for the first year on 11 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
At Microtel, everyone's in seventh heaven. Is it because we have free wireless internet in every room, our MicroPass frequent guest program, free get up and show breakfast, or the free local and long distance calls? Maybe it's because for the seventh year in a row, Microtel was again ranked highest in guest satisfaction among economy budget hotels by J.D. Power and Associates. Wow, 7 years in a row. Somebody must really like us. Book a great hotel at an even greater price. Visit MicroTelIn.com. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to JDPower.com.
Lots of places claim to have the best burgers in town, but then there's the inevitable reaction to the charburgers at Slugger's Sports Bar in Grand Island.
That's pretty damn good.
Thick and juicy, waiting to conquer your hunger.
That's pretty damn good.
Slugger's naturally features lots of big screen TVs, but unlike lots of places, Slugger's tries to bring in any broadcast you want to see. If it's on the web, dish, or cable, nearly any sporting event comes made to order. Open 11 to 1, 6 days a week, noon on Sunday. There's never a time you can't enjoy a great game and a fantastic beer. Slugger's, Grand Island, pounding pitchers all day long.
When you walk to the kitchen sink and turn on the faucet for a glass of water, you pretty much take it for granted that you get a glass of water. But what happens if you don't? If you live outside the city limits, you call Peerless Pump. Peerless Pump, a licensed drilling contractor since 1960, can tackle your pump and well problems. And if you're planning on building, they can get you started as well. No pun intended. Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling, North Highway 10 in Kearney, or East Highway 23 in Loomis.
In Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. And neither do you when you go to Johnny Casino's, Grand Island's latest entry into dining out. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view, and the NFL Sunday Ticket. Even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will keep you coming back to Johnny Casino's.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Kansas City Royals, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation at 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see a few showers and storms affecting the area early on yet today. Then skies will become partly sunny with a high temperature up in the mid-80s. South winds will remain gusty at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight we can expect clear skies at a low of around 60 with a south wind at 10 to 20. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now,
72.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, where we are enjoying some more delicious burritos from Big City Burrito. We have got some folks that are just absolutely enthralled with what they're doing at Big City Burrito. Some folks coming through from Colorado Springs stopped in. Says, thanks, Big City Burrito. We are converts. Great service, delicious burrito. Chipotle's got nothing on Big City Burrito. We'll be back. Thanks, Meredith and Catherine from Colorado Springs. Rick and Diane say, thanks, Janet, for the fantastic lunch. We came all the way from Scottsdale to enjoy Big City Burrito again, and we weren't disappointed. Best wishes for you and your new store. Rick and Diane. Folks, those are just among the many that enjoy Big City Burrito at 28th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where you walk in hungry and walk out happy. Every ingredient perfectly seasoned with secret recipes, and each burrito built just for you because you choose every part of it, from the type of tortilla to each fresh, made-from-scratch filling. And, of course, don't forget to ask about the Big City Burrito Rewards Card. They're open from 7:30 to 9, Monday through Friday, 9 to 9 on Saturday. It is all so good, whether it's for breakfast, because they've got the breakfast burritos, lunch, dinner, supper, whatever you call it, they're there for you. It is oh so good, and we are enjoying another Big City Burrito today. Stop by, and you'll be hooked as well. Big City Burrito, 28th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Simple, people. Fresh products that you want in your burrito. They don't put anything in there you don't want. Nonetheless, we're going to get to power rankings later in the show, Doug. Can I give them a little bit of a hint of who's dropping out?
I don't care what you do. If you got nothing else, I suppose that's what you should talk about.
Well, I can talk about the NFL. How about some?
That's what you are talking about.
Well, I know, because that's what I like.
Hey, while we're waiting, a story that came out a couple of days ago. The United States Hockey League may be looking for a new spot for the Omaha Lancers. Uncertainty about their future in the Mid-America Center, which is actually in Council Bluffs. The city council voted on Monday to amend the agreement between the USHL and the city because both groups were unhappy with the current arrangement. The agreement, currently in the fourth of 10 years, will expire at the end of the season as the two sides work on a new lease agreement for future seasons. Two sides have until middle of November to come up with an agreement.
Well, obviously, if the Mid-America Center is not an option, they don't have the Exarban facility anymore. I believe they've torn that.
Well, you're looking to roll into Omaha. You know, you can't skate at the Quest because you can't afford it. Civic Auditorium, I don't know. I don't know if you go to the Civic or not. It's weird that Omaha's Lancers are playing in Council Bluffs, but it's also in a good spot for people to go out and have fun with the boats there and the Mac Center there and some places to eat there. And it's a little bit easier maybe to get to. The parking isn't like going downtown and trying to pay extra bucks and finding a place to park. And they still draw pretty good.
Well, you would think the success the Lancers have had has been kind of where they would have some money behind them and be able to put up a facility which would adequately seat, you know, 5,000-6,000 people and get that taken care of if they would happen to build one. I think the finances and resources are certainly there to accommodate that.
Let's go to the phone lines, 1-888-455-ESPN. Mark's on the line. Mark, good morning. What's going on, man?
What's up, fellas?
Just another day.
Hey, last week, you were talking to Coach Beecher and talking about Lane and Monty Kiffin, and I couldn't get through. I had a comment about Monty Kiffin that folks in Central Nebraska may enjoy. This summer in Lexington, I had my 20-year class reunion, and we had all our banquets, you know, at the Holiday Inn, and then as the banquets wrapped up, everybody kind of went up to their rooms and kind of opened up the rooms and kind of had, you know, room parties. And about, you know, I wasn't there because I was tired and went to bed.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, about 2 o'clock in the morning, my friend said that Monty Kiffin walked in and sat there and drank beer with him until about 4 in the morning in one of our rooms, because he graduated in the class of 58, and somebody the next day was talking to his wife and just couldn't believe how friendly he was. And she said he just loved coming back and talking to people because, you know, he's just a small-town Nebraska guy, and when he gets into the season, he puts in 18, 19-hour days and doesn't have time to be around people. So I thought I'd just pass along that story. Everybody kind of enjoy that here in Central Nebraska.
Well, Monty Kiffin's a good guy. I don't think anyone's ever, ever, ever had a bad word to say about Coach Kiffin. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, for being around 70 years old, and when Barrett Rood picks that pass off and you see Monty Kiffin running down the sidelines last week.
Doing a Mike Eckler.
Yeah, doing a Mike Eckler. That was pretty fun to see. How about Barrett Root? What was he doing 40 yards down the field with that guy in the end zone? That was a tremendously athletic play. And, yeah, you know, for a linebacker to be that far down the field, I don't care who you're covering. It could be some lumbering tight end. But to somehow pick that ball off, great play by him.
Well, let's do our NFL power rankings, Daddy. I know you're itching to get to them, so let's do it. You know, there's a lot of shuffling in mind, but two teams go out, two teams come in. It was pretty easy through 2 weeks, and then we saw, as we expected, a lot of juggling. You didn't know who was going to be the teams that got upset and who weren't. But I look at some of these, and I do it more like it maybe an Associated Press poll. You get beat, you slide down, you win, you move up, and so that may explain a little bit about why some of the teams I've kept in are a little higher than maybe you would think. But also, I'll let you go first and let the folks see what you think, and then, of course, I'll give the right ones.
Well, the team that I've kicked out this week, two teams also go out for me, and that's the New England Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts. A big shock there, I think, here in week four, heading into week four. Those two teams out. I enter at number 10 with the Jacksonville Jaguars. They found a way to win. I realize they're 1-2, but you come back and beat Indy at their place. I think it's an incredible win. It's an incredible confidence booster. At number 9, I've got the Buffalo Bills. Just win, baby, is what they said last week. They used the old Oakland Raider moniker and punched them right in the face with no time left on the clock. At number 8, this is where I've got a free fall. I've got the Pittsburgh Steelers. I dropped them all the way to number 8, not because that they terribly disappointed me. Well, offensively, they did terribly disappoint me. But I'm going to be honest with you. This is a hurt football team right now. And that's why I'm going with that. Until they step up and show that they got some healthy bodies out there that are capable of playing football, I don't know. You know, Willie Parker's out. There's a linebacker that's out. We'll see how Ben Roethlisberger reacts. At number 7, the Tennessee Titans enter at number 7 for me. They're 3-0. They got the 4th-ranked defense. It's a pretty good football team. Actually had them at number 6 for a while. Denver's 3-0, though. Denver's kind of one of those lucky things that a lot of good things have happened to them this year. Probably should have lost, but nonetheless, they found a way as well. Number 5, I've got the Green Bay Packers. Got beat by Dallas. Don't really know where else to put them. And number 4, I cannot believe I've got the San Diego Superchargers up there. I think they're the best team in the AFC, though. They finally get off the snide. Defense played well. Offense played continually well. LT finally got in the end zone. Number 3, the New York Giants. Number 2, the Philadelphia Eagles. And number 1, of course, the Dallas Cowboys. Basically just put the whole NFC East ahead of everybody else in the NFL.
Well, top 3 teams. I don't have it quite like that. I keep New England in at number 10 out of respect. Let's see if they can bounce back from a loss. That's their first loss in the last 2 regular seasons. So let's look at that. Number 9, I bring in the Tennessee Titans because this week I did drop out the Indianapolis Colts. They're just so banged up. And they really let that get away against Jacksonville. So getting lucky to beat Minnesota and then the next week giving the game back to Jacksonville. I've dropped out Indianapolis and Chicago, even though the Bears, yeah, I still like the Bears. They should be 3-0. They're 1-2. They're kind of like a couple other teams. They're like San Diego a little bit, but San Diego at least has some offense that keeps them in the football game. So New England 10, Tennessee 9. Carolina, I have at number 8. I know they were beat by Minnesota, but it's a road loss against a desperate team of the Minnesota Vikings, and I think Carolina's going to be there in the end. I enter at number 7. Tennessee came in as a new team, and the Buffalo Bills is where I put at number 7. You know what? They seem to be exciting, and they are scoring points. They are scoring points. They are showing that they can score points and win football games. Their defense may not have been as great this last week as Oakland is fighting for, I don't know, the coach's job or to maybe win the West. But Buffalo, number 7. I have the Giants at 6. Last week I had the Giants at 10. So that's a pretty good move up. They probably should have lost to the Cincinnati Bengals, but they didn't. And that's part of why you're a good football team or a great football team. You find ways to win, and we'll talk about Denver in just a moment. I slide the Pittsburgh Steelers from 2-5. We both thought Philadelphia would beat them last week and still had Pittsburgh rated ahead of them, but Pittsburgh didn't look good at all. And yes, Willie Parker's hurt, and yes, Ben Roethlisberger's hurt, but you know what? 6 points. 6. 6.
I'm
Philly,
not.
6. They gave up 41 the week before. 6. San Diego, I also have it 4. I am with you on this. They are the best football team. I have them at number 4. They're exciting. But Denver is at three for me. You know what? Call it a fluke in week two. Call it luck that Gramatica missed last week. You know what? That's how you get to be 3-0 in the NFL. You win the close ones. The ball bounces your way. So right now, according to my rankings, the Denver Broncos are the best team in the AFC. And they might be. They're also putting up points. We like points. Number two, the Philadelphia Eagles. And number one, the Dallas Cowboys. But the one thing I've seen through 3 weeks, Daddy, and folks can call us homer at the beginning of the year. You cannot do that now. Dallas is far and away. Right now, this week, the best team in the NFL. I don't think they should be an 11-point favorite over the Washington Redskins Sunday night, but they are, or Sunday afternoon, but they are. And Dallas, they're the best team in the National Football League right now.
Yeah, undoubted. The team can do it all, and they've showed that. And they'll hopefully continue to show that, barring some injuries.
We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back and talk a little high school football at Pleasanton right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you're about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Daddy Show. Pity.
Ground one, this is Tower One. I am swinging into position.
Tower One, this is Boat Three. I will count you down for three and two and one and... Bingo.
Bullseye, Tower One.
This is what it sounds like when engineers use Nextel Direct Connect to place a 780-ton suspension bridge foundation tower. Communicate in less than a second with Nextel Direct Connect and get more done with unlimited plans only on the Now Network. Visit Sprint.com/Nextel.
Mel Kiper Jr. here. Have you always dreamed about a career in sports? Dr. Lynn Lashbrook with Sports Management Worldwide offers online training courses that launch your sports career. Sports Management Worldwide at smww.com trains people in as little as 8 weeks to be sports agents, scouts, and work in the front offices of the NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA, and NASCAR. Call Sports Management Worldwide at 877-SMWW now. That's 877-SMWW-NOW. Call now or visit smww.com.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season. But my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Journal, your good time headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
The Insurance Store invites the North Platte alumni to come enjoy the homecoming festivities and to cheer with us for our Bulldogs football team. Good luck in your homecoming game. The Insurance Store in North Platte, covering all your insurance needs from home and health to business and life. Oregon Trail Equipment invites the Sandy Creek alumni to come enjoy the homecoming festivities and join us in cheering for the Cougars in their homecoming game. Good luck from all your friends and fans at Oregon Trail Equipment. Locations in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, and Beatrice, Nebraska, also in Marysville, Kansas.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see a few showers and storms affecting the area early on yet today. Then skies will become partly sunny with a high temperature up in the mid-80s. South winds will remain gusty at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight we can expect clear skies at a low of around 60 with a south wind at 10 to 20. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Got some news across this morning. This weekend, the Nebraska Athletic Department will honor longtime Husker football athletic trainer George Sullivan on two separate occasions. George Finley Sullivan, or Sully, as many call him.
Crazy.
Sully. Old people have nicknames.
Sully.
That's exactly right. Let's see. The athletic trainer from 77 to 95, assistant athletic trainer from 53 to 77. Appreciation Board that is 40 years of dedicated service to athletic medicine. The training room will be dedicated to Sullivan in a private ceremony on Friday. Then the first annual George Finley Sullivan Endowed Scholarship will be presented to senior wide receiver at a Grand Island Central Catholic High School, Todd Peterson. The scholarship was fully endowed in Sullivan's honor in 08 by the Touchdown Club, and many former Husker student-athletes graciously contributed to the fund. Peterson's qualifications fit the criteria. He's been one of the top receiving targets for Nebraska over the past three seasons, and he's smart, too. A walk-on from Grand Island in scholarship, been on academic scholarship since his arrival in Lincoln, currently carries a 3.76 GPA in nutrition, exercise, and health science. Three-time first-team academic All-Big 12 selection, honored eight times with a spot on the Big 12 Commissioner's Academic Honor Roll, two-time selection to the Brooke Barringer Citizenship Team, participated in extensive community service, speaker during School is Cool Week, and on and on and on and on and on. Nominated for the National Football Foundation and College Hall of Fame Postgraduate Scholarship. Todd Peterson, congratulations on that. Doug and Daddy Show continues here with a chance to catch up with the head football coach at Pleasanton. They're off to a 3-0 start as they get ready to take on another 3-0 team in the Hampton Hawks. And Ricky Wesson joins us this morning. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Well, I'll tell you what, Todd Peterson's got nothing on us, right?
That's right.
Well, you got a 3-0 football team getting ready for a game with Hampton, and we'll talk about them in just a little bit. But your thoughts on your team, because obviously a team that made it to the state semifinals last year, lost a lot of key weapons, but you got some good kids back, but still you had to build a little depth. You have to be pretty pleased with where you're at right now.
Yeah, very pleased where we're at right now, Doug. Just to attribute the success to this early start here this year, just to the success we had last year. You know, the kids really bought into that. They kind of had a good time performing at that level, going deep into the playoffs, and then the carryover came to or showed up in the weight room this summer. You know, the kids thought, you know, they're one short of where they'd like to be at the end of the season last year, so they don't want to make that mistake this year. And they've been hitting the weights very hard.
Ricky, you guys had to replace Jordan Axman at quarterback. How happy and satisfied are you with what Mitch Olson's been able to do there?
With the injuries due with Trey Shafto in the past few years, we've had Mitchell stepped in. I think he's probably started about a year and a half solid games there. So he's probably started over 12 games in his career already before he stepped in this year. Because when Trey Shafto got hurt, that bumped Jordan Axman back to tailback, which Mitchell took over the quarterback role.
Ricky Wesson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for Hampton. We talked about this a little earlier in the year when you guys were getting underway. How important, you touched on it, going to the state semifinals, but how important is it to get that extra experience, extra practices, especially for these young kids? You are so much farther along than a team that would have been left out in the cold last year.
That's right. You get those extra practices in, and also it's just more the intensity. We started preaching to the kids last year about midseason that if you want to get to where you want to be at the end of the season, such as Memorial Stadium, deep into the playoffs, execution has to be much faster than every Friday night game during the year, because every team brings it quicker. Their defense is faster. If you're going to get off the ball to block a fast linebacker, all-stater, you got to get going, and you just got to increase the tempo, and that's, we tried to achieve that every week, just increase things a little bit, and I think some of that's carried over, too.
Ricky, we got to see, with Overton bringing up some freshmen and sophomores playing some awfully good football last week, you've got a Garrett Reese, a big kid that's played awfully well in this young season already for you.
Yeah, we do. Garrett Reese is a starting linebacker for us, and he's leading the tackle charts right now. Very smart kid. You know, you tell him what you need to be looking at on offense, he's going to watch exactly that, and he'll pick up some keys that he can find on his own during the game. And a physical kid, too. He has a great wrap-up form. Takes the guys backwards instead of lets them fall on him. He's about 6'3", 205, so that's which direction he should be going.
You guys love to run the football. There's no doubt about that. And Sean Campbell has some pretty good speed. He was used kind of as a 1-2 punch last year, a thunder-lightning type of a deal with you guys. Talk about his development and what he's been doing the first three games.
Oh, he's been over the 240 mark, I believe, the first three games out. He went, his lowest performance, I believe, was 243. Or no, 235 first week out, and then he went 243 and 306 last week. So he's really been racking up the yards, and you got to thank the guys in front of him, or he should be thanking the guys in front of him, because those guys are opening up some big holes. We have a sledgehammer in the backfield, Matt Giffen, who was all-district guard for us last year. We put him back as a fullback now, and Summer gave us everything we wanted as far as blocking schemes goes. They were shooting everybody through a gap, and Matt would meet a linebacker full head of steam right in the gap, and Sean would read that block and shoot past him for a 60-yard run or so.
Well, somebody else that likes to run the football also is Alex Dose, and I hope I'm not mispronouncing that name, but 1,800 yards, 24 touchdowns a year ago. Have you been able to gain sleep, or has it all been thinking about him, Ricky?
Well, like I said yesterday, I was talking to Bassinet a little bit. I said, we've been running the sprinklers since Sunday morning in hopes that he's not a better swimmer than he is a runner. So if we can slow him down a little bit, that would be great. And now it's early in the season. It's not do-or-die time like playoff time, and you know, if we mess up a little bit here and there, there's corrections that can be made through the rest of the season and improve on. It's kind of got to treat it that way. It's not the end of the year. It's not the last game, but it'll be a fun game. You know, you get to match up Campbell and Dosey head-to-head and see which team has the best defense.
Ricky Westland joining us here as Pleasanton gets ready to take on Hampton tomorrow night on Power 99 FM. Coach, this is, though, the game that many people think will be for the district title. It would be nice to have this maybe a little bit later on, but I guess if you're healthy, this is as good a time as any to play a team that has a lot of kids coming back from last year.
Yep, let's just get it over with and not procrastinate about it. And it is true, you know, early in the year you should be healthier and not as banged up as you could be at the end. And what a way to start off a district play with a big game like this. And nothing to put Coach Kozel up Sergeant out of the picture. You know, he's got a great team up there also, as well as Litchfield. I think Dan Bowling and Litchfield can get things turned around. It could be a real interesting district. But, yeah, we got to, as of right now, the way both of us are sitting and the ratings and everything, it's going to be a big first-round district game for us.
Ricky, if there is one key to the ball game for Pleasanton to come out on top, what's that one key for you?
Just be picking up their blitzes because they like I said, they like to bring a lot of people, as did Sumner last week. Hang on to the ball. You know, we've had early season jitters, I guess, and turned the ball over a few more times than I'd like. And then just basic fundamental football. Offensive line can't hit a guy, they have to drive a guy. And then Campbell can get the reads off of that. We should be successful.
Have you had to make many changes scheme-wise, Ricky, from the team you've had here that was real experience the last 2 years?
Not really. We have the same base package that we've had. I think you guys did our Spalding Academy game where we threw the ball once. So it's kind of the same brand of football that we're doing.
Well, Coach, we sure appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will see you tomorrow night, and it should be a great football game. Best of luck.
All right, well, thank you, guys.
Ricky Westland, head football coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Pre-game at 6:30, kickoff at 7 on Power 99. That's just one of many good area football games going on tomorrow night here in the Tri-Cities area. So go out and, as always, catch some great football.
Yeah, Dosey, I guess, is a way you pronounce that. Alex, didn't mean to butcher that, Alex, for you, but 1,843 yards, 24 touchdowns as a sophomore. As a sophomore. Not bad for a lot of people's careers, let alone a sophomore, but should be fun to watch and see if they can slow him down at all.
Well, yeah, that should be some outstanding stuff. We're looking forward to that. And want to thank you and I want to thank Ricky Westland for being on the program today from Pleasanton. Tomorrow, among our guests, we will be talking with Bill O'Boyle, the head football coach at Shadron State, as the Eagles, ranked 18th in the country, national playoff team, deep the last couple of years. How are they doing without Danny Woodhead? Well, they're 3-1, and they welcome in UNK. And a lot of people are pointing out, well, they struggle with Adams State, and UNK shut out Adams State, no problem, 37-0. Well, don't put that into the equation. UNK Shadron should be a great one Saturday afternoon out there, and we will talk with him right off the top of the broadcast tomorrow. Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em tomorrow, your chance to go up against the crew here. And, of course, Daddy's College and NFL Picks. USC Oregon State tonight, Daddy, 26 points. Who you got?
I think USC blasts this team. They lost two big games early, and this team's over. This is not the same Oregon State Beaver team.
We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.